Chapter 10 takes place after "with friends like these." Seriously, don't listen to it until after that, or you won't know what's going on. Derek glances up as he hears the door to the studio open. He sees Mac slide into the room, looking shy and uncertain, and gives her a nod before turning back to his painting. Sometimes he doesn't like people watching him work, but most of the time he's okay with it, as long as they're quiet and don't disturb him. But he has a feeling that Mac isn't there to watch him paint, and he doesn't want to stare at her until she feels comfortable enough to say something. About 5 minutes go by before Mac shifts and says, "Hey, can I ask you something?" "Sure," Derek says, putting down the paintbrush and giving her his full attention. In some ways, Mac is like Styles. She likes her data organized. In the past few weeks, since moving to Beacon Hills, she's often come to him with questions about werewolves or the supernatural world in general. Styles is so busy, what with the move home and getting ready for Christmas, that he doesn't always have time for her the way he wants to. He's always there when she needs her alpha emotionally, but for questions, he's deferred to Derek. "It's not werewolf stuff," Mac says, twisting a piece of paper in her hands. Derek shrugs. "You can ask me anything. The worst that'll happen is that I won't answer." Mac nods a little. "It's about Cassidy," she says, and Derek nods, understanding her anxiety a little better. "Except it's sort of not. It's complicated. It's like, I wish I could have helped him. Looking back on it now, I wonder why I didn't see it. Like, the way he was so weird about sex, you know? I should have seen it." "Everyone's different when it comes to that sort of thing," Derek says, twirling his paintbrush between his fingers. "It's not like you had a lot of experience with the subject."
"But I just thought maybe I should talk to you because you went through something similar?"
Mac's gaze darts up to Derek, and then away, nervously, as he frowns.
"You got sick, like, really upset, after we figured out what Woody had been doing. While you were in the bathroom, Veronica asked if you were okay, and Styles said that you weren't, and that she shouldn't ask questions about it. If you'd rather not talk about it, I understand. I just thought maybe you could help me understand Cassidy better."
Derek lets out a breath.
"It was very different," he finally says. "I mean, I don't know a lot of detail about what Cassidy went through."
"It's just you and Styles have that thing, but you don't do the sex thing," Mac says, "which seems weird. Like, I guess maybe I just want to be sure that you're okay, because I know that Cassidy must have been hurting so much, and I didn't notice or ask or do anything about it. And so now I want to make amends."
"First off," Derek says, "you shouldn't blame yourself for what happened with Cassidy."
"No," he says, as she opens her mouth to protest, "not one little bit. But I am okay, Mac, and thank you for asking and thinking of me."
Mac blushes a little. "You guys helped me so much. Doesn't it bug you? I mean, are you not going to have sex your whole life because of what happened?"
"It's different for me," Derek says, "in a lot of ways. But primarily, really, I'm just not interested in sex. I never was. When it was Kate..."
He lets his voice trail off and fiddles with his paintbrush again. "It still hurts, but time has made the worst of it fade. Time and love and family. He can talk about it now in a way he couldn't before.
I was 15, and I loved her. I really did. Romantically and enthusiastically. And she obviously expected me to want to have sex with her. I didn't want her to think anything was wrong with me, so I did. It was okay. I mean, I'm not saying I went home and threw up afterwards. It happened, and I was okay with it because it was for her. Then She betrayed me, and everything ended.
And now there's Styles, Max says.
Derek nods. I love Styles, he says, with all my heart. I want to spend the rest of my life with him. But I don't want to have sex with him. I don't want to have sex with anyone. And it's not because Kate hurt me. It's just because I don't.
I think Styles thinks it's because of Kate, Max says hesitantly. Like she's afraid that she'll offend him.
I know, Derek says. For a long time, I really couldn't talk about it. Not like this. So I think Styles just put it to rest. He made some assumptions and I didn't disillusion him. And he doesn't want to hurt me. He asked me once, after he started sleeping with Erica, if I wanted to try to find someone like that. And I said no. He asked if I was okay with that. And I said yes. And then he let it drop. From a practical standpoint, I guess it's the same thing.
I don't know if it is, Max says thoughtfully. I mean, if you wanted to have sex, but you couldn't because of what she did to you, that would be something that needed to be fixed. But being asexual, that's different. That's not something broken. That's just the way you are.
Well, you're right about that, Derek says. Does it matter?
Well, not if it doesn't matter to you, Max says. But maybe it does matter to Styles. That he knows that you're not broken.
Derek twirls the paintbrush. I'll think about that, he says.
Was it weird with him and Erica?
At first, yeah, Derek says. I mean, the first thing you need to understand is that Styles and I were both all kinds of fucked up when we started having a relationship, however you want to define that. And as he grew more confident as the alpha, I got less confident. I got scared. I was sure I was going to lose him, that he didn't feel the same way about me, that I didn't deserve him, that it would never work because I didn't want to have sex with him.
So what happened? Mac asks.
He kicked my ass, Derek says, and laughs a little at the memory. Basically, he told me that we were always going to be together, no matter what, and that I should stop worrying about it. The second thing you need to understand is that Erica loves sex. She'd be the first to call herself a slut. None of the rest of us will call her that, because it's got so many negative connotations. But Erica just loves sex. She thinks it feels great. She's got a hot body and she wants to use it. She sleeps with a lot of different guys. She's not serious with any of them, and they all know it. Styles is one of them. And for Styles, it really helps to have someone that he can satisfy those urges with, who will always understand that it wasn't going to be romantic or serious, because he's committed to me.
Mac nods a little. Still, awkward.
Less than I would have anticipated, Derek says. He had to shower a lot at first, because the smell of it could get under my skin, but I got used to it. And if anything, it was easier after it happened, where I could see with my own eyes that even though they were having sex, she was still just his friend, and that I was still his Lupa. That he still behaved differently towards me than anyone else. That it was still me he came to first when he needed something. I think I worried about it a lot more than I actually needed to.
That makes sense, Max says. She twists a strand of hair around her finger and says, I'm glad that you're okay. I know I'm new here, so...
You're Pack. That's what matters. I don't think my situation was anything like Cassidy's, but there are a lot of different versions of normal. I mean, nobody is really normal. Or maybe everybody is. Some people want to have sex. Some don't. Some people view it as a big deal. Some think it's just for fun. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat, as Styles would say. What matters is that you find someone whose version of normal is okay with your version. Or to someone's, or, you know, whatever. Mac nods. She leans over and gives Derek a hug, nuzzling against his collarbone for a few moments. I still wish I could have helped Cassidy, though. I don't think anyone could have helped Cassidy until he was willing to admit he needed help, Derek says. I was like that for a long time, too. I hope he'll be okay someday, Mac. I really do. Me too, Mac says.